Grey squirrels are cute, furry little animals, but in the UK they have become a pest. Since they were introduced from America, they have reproduced and spread out all over England. The situation is better in Scotland, but even here they are rampant in many places, like in Stirling, in southeast Scotland, where Laura McPherson runs a bed and breakfast.
They can be a bit of a nuisance. They'll bite their teeth right through the very hardest of plastic containers. They'll get into your garbage. They'll eat away at the bird feeder. They'll ruin things.
But worse than that, grey squirrels have pushed away the native red squirrels. The grey ones are bigger, have more babies, eat more, and even steal food that red squirrels have stored away for the winter time. Also, the greys may carry a pox virus, which doesn't harm them, but is lethal for red squirrels. So, it is the grey ones who win the contest between the two species. Only an estimated 160,000 red squirrels remain in the United Kingdom, compared to about 3 million of their grey counterparts. Thomas Brocklehurst, a banker, first brought grey squirrels from the United States to England in the 19th century. The silver-coloured rodents were to embellish his country house garden.
I wish I had a time machine and I could go back and go, look, Mr. Brocklehurst, it's not a good idea.
Ken Neal works for the project Saving Scotland's Red Squirrels. He fights to rid Scotland of grey squirrels so that the red ones can repopulate the habitat from which they were pushed out. Ken and his team set live traps in the woods. If they catch red squirrels, they release them. If they catch grey squirrels, well,
they're dispatched, and dispatched is essentially we kill them. There's nowhere for them to go. You know, we can't ship them back to America. We generally shoot them. Our trappers are trained to shoot them, and they shoot them with one shot, and that's it.
Though Ken doesn't want to admit it, he still seems to feel a little sorry for the innocent creatures. But he says killing them is necessary.
Human beings made the problem through ignorance mainly. They didn't realise what they were doing. Human beings have to fix it. You know, it's not going to fix itself. And the way to take the problem away is dispatch the grey squirrels when you catch them. It's a simple matter.
Right now, Ken is on his way in the woods to fill up feeder boxes with peanuts. Every springtime, Ken takes hair samples of squirrels in certain parts of the Scottish woods to find out which types of squirrels live there, if any do at all. To get hair samples, he attaches a double-faced adhesive tape to the entrance of each feeder box.
And then we put it on here. And then give it a good hard squeeze. And then the idea is that when the squirrel comes to the feeder box and he climbs into it, he's going to leave some hair on that shows that he's been here. And we'll know that the reds are still coming to this part of the wood. Let's hope so.
Depending on the results, Ken decides where to set out traps in the coming season. The organization's recent survey shows that in 2013, the presence of grey squirrels has dropped compared to 2011. And even better,
this year we had a good number of gamekeepers who were trapping for grey squirrels telling me, even phoning to tell me, that they hadn't seen as many red squirrels on the estate for quite some time. So we think, well, this has got to be working. We're really happy to see that.
Researchers in the United States have even tested a contraceptive agent for grey squirrels in the lab. The substance makes them infertile. But conservationists hesitate to employ it in the wild. Too many questions remain unanswered, Ken says. For example,
what does it do to animals that eat grey squirrels? There's a creature called a pine marten, which is a member of the weasel family, the mustelid, I think. They eat grey squirrels. If the contraceptive worked in them, they're a rare and protected species. You don't want to be giving contraceptives to a rare and protected species.
The good news is, pine martens enjoy big grey squirrels much more than the smaller red squirrels. Irish researchers found that a revival of the threatened pine marten could indeed help to preserve red squirrels. But still, gunpowder seems to be the most effective way. Bed and breakfast owner Laura McPherson says she supports the work of Ken Scoop strongly, but she herself doesn't want to harm grey squirrels, even if they do not belong to Scotland.
Oh, they're very cute and we enjoy them, and the Australians especially like the grey squirrels because they don't have any squirrels in Australia, red or grey, so they love seeing them at the window and they take lots of pictures.
Being cute, though, is not enough to be a welcomed guest. Brigitte Osterrad, DW, Scotland.